Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes, right? Between deadlines, family drama, that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos and find yourself feeling stressed out. But guess what? You don't have to just ride this emotional wave, you can actually learn to surf it. And that's where stoicism comes in, my friends. Today, we're diving deep into some seriously powerful stoic techniques to help you chill out, manage stress, and find the inner zen even when the world around you is going bananas. Because let's face it, who doesn't want a little more peace and tranquility in their lives? So, what are these magic stoic bullets? Well, first up, we have negative visualization. Sounds kind of intense, right? But trust me, this isn't about dwelling on doom and gloom. It's more like pre-gaming for life's inevitable curveballs. Imagine you're about to go for a big presentation at work. What could possibly go wrong? Picture it all. Your computer crashing, a projector dying, the audience falling asleep. By mentally preparing for those worst-case scenarios, you actually reduce their power over you when they happen or don't. It's like saying, bring on the chaos, I've already faced it in my mind. Next up, we have premeditatio malorum, which basically means thinking about evils beforehand. Think of it like a mental stress buster. Before you get into a stressful situation, take a few moments to acknowledge your potential anxieties. Then ask yourself, okay, what's the worst that could really happen? Is it truly catastrophic? Can I handle it? This simple exercise can help reframe your perspective and make those stressful situations feel less daunting. Now, let's talk about dichotomy of control. Ever felt overwhelmed by things you simply can't control? That's where this technique comes in handy. Focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and let go of the rest. You can't control traffic jams, but you can choose how you respond to them. Get it? Stoicism is all about accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can. Speaking of focus, living in the present moment is another key stoic tool. When stress hits, your mind tends to race, replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future. But here's the thing. The only moment that truly exists is right now. Practice mindfulness, paying attention to your senses, your breath, your surroundings. This helps anchor you in the present and keeps those anxiety spirals at bay. Finally, we have gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee can shift your entire perspective. Gratitude acts like a mental reset button, reminding you that even amidst chaos, there's still beauty and goodness in the world. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of deadlines, emails, and just general life stuff? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm, and every little thing feels like an emergency? That's where these stoic tools come in handy. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, which is totally messing up your schedule. Instead of freaking out and letting the frustration take over, you take a deep breath and say to yourself, okay, I can't control the traffic, but I can choose how I respond to it. Maybe you use this time to listen to your favorite podcast or practice some mindfulness exercises. D. Turning that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. That's stoicism in action. Remember, mastering these techniques is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. The more you incorporate stoic principles into your life, the stronger, more resilient, and balanced you'll become. You got this. So, what's one stoic technique you can implement today? Maybe it's taking a few minutes for negative visualization before that big meeting, or practicing gratitude for something small like a warm cup of tea on a chilly morning. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these techniques are working for you. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and insights to help you navigate life's challenges with strength, resilience, and a whole lot of zen. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep building that amazing core of yours.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.